Hello everyone, and welcome to my artisanal candle-making workshop. My name is Marcus, and I've been a professional candle-maker for over a decade. Most people assume I have a background in art or design. I actually started out studying biology at university, but it was my degree in chemistry that eventually gave me the technical understanding needed to perfect my wax formulas. Before we get our hands messy today, I want to share a brief history of how candle-making evolved. Hundreds of years ago, the wealthy could afford sweet-smelling beeswax. However, the majority of ordinary people had to make do with animal fat for their lighting, which was cheap and readily available. Now, you might assume that the biggest drawback of these cheap early candles was their foul odour. They certainly didn't smell great, but it was actually the thick black smoke they produced that was the primary issue, as it would quickly ruin the walls and ceilings of a home. A major breakthrough came not from the wax itself, but from the wick, the string in the centre. Early makers experimented with rolled paper and even wood, yet it was the introduction of tightly braided cotton that truly revolutionised the process, as it allowed the wick to curl and burn away safely without needing constant trimming. The 19th century brought rapid industrialisation. Some historians argue that new chemical treatments transformed the industry. While they helped, the true turning point was the invention of a remarkable moulding machine in the 1830s. This device allowed manufacturers to produce up to 1,500 candles an hour, making them affordable for the masses. Of course, this booming industry faced a massive threat with the invention of the light bulb. Almost overnight, candles were no longer a household necessity for seeing in the dark. Instead of disappearing, however, they transitioned into being entirely decorative items, valued for creating atmosphere rather than simply providing light. Today, as an artisanal maker, I focus on the craftsmanship that mass production leaves behind. In our practical session shortly, I'll be teaching you my methods. Many beginners think that pouring the wax at the right speed is the trickiest part. In reality, closely monitoring the temperature is what prevents the wax from cracking or sinking as it cools.
When it comes to packaging, you'll see a lot of modern candles sold in metal tins, which are excellent for travel. Nevertheless, I find that my glass jars remain by far the most requested containers among my regular customers, probably because they look so elegant on a shelf.
Scent is also a huge part of the appeal. While many commercial brands rely on synthetic fragrances to get a strong smell, I strictly avoid them. I focus exclusively on blending pure essential oils to create my unique fragrances, which provides a much more natural and therapeutic experience.
I've been selling my creations at weekend craft markets for years, and while I love the face-to-face interaction, I'm looking to expand. I thought about opening a physical boutique, but the rent is simply too high. Therefore, I'm dedicating all my energy to launching my online store by the end of next month. Right, that's enough talking from me. Let's head over to the workstations and get started.